The truth is that schools will be opening on the 16th of February, as we had indicated. And I think there was some confusion with some of the information that went out, unfortunately, the way it is. And so we're trying to correct that. And we are very conscious of the needs of the parents who need to get their children to school. So we're making it like a roll-out kind of opening, so that even with the opening on the 16th, people will still be able to register and get in school. And hopefully, maybe whatever time they get all the needs that they need for their children, that they will not be denied getting into school. But one of our biggest focus has been to ensure that the school facilities are adequate and they are in the condition that we would like for the children to be in as safety zones, so that they have all the protocols against Ebola. The teachers are trained, families, parents are trained, the community people are trained, like the PTAs of schools are all trained to know how to work together to support the school activities of the children.
Madam, I'd like for you to clarify once more. The article I have in front of me is quoting a news release from your ministry. The public is hereby informed that due to numerous appeals from school administrators, parents, and other stakeholders, the commencement of classes has now been scheduled for March 2nd, 2015. And you said that this was an error. How did that error come about?
What happened was, how it got out for what was said on the media was something that we have been dealing with. According to the official who had this sent out, said, and he made a lot of apologies, that it was a mistake that he made. Because we have as a mode of operation that nothing comes out of the ministry if the minister has not reviewed it to see that it is what we want to put out there. Unfortunately, that did not happen. And so when we found out, he had to make the explanation of how it happened.
Madam Minister, if I hear you clearly, your ministry is ready to reopen schools on February 16th. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Are you also ready in terms of the renovation of schools? Because at the height of the Ebola crisis, some of the schools were used as Ebola centers. Are those schools clean enough for the students to come back?
Well, this is why we're being very cautious, because we have to do all the fumigation and make sure the place is safe before children will enter in those areas.